Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
And welcome to the show, and yes, I'm Deborah, and it's exactly so. The show is all about love, inspiring other kids to make a difference, and adults, and all that we can do to serve others and save the planet so the generations coming up will have a place to live. And I am just so honored with this show, inviting all these amazing kids. And today, and I should mention, this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. The show is also heard every Wednesday on our own station, Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com. at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m., that's Eastern time. So just work out your... We actually have a world clock on our site, so you can figure out what the time is for yourself. We invited today, I had to have both Olivia and Kata Reese back. They are the founders of OMG, which is One More Generation, all about saving the planet. So there is, as I mentioned early on, we also will be inviting and welcoming PJ Fay. She's local right down in on the Cape here in Massachusetts, and she is an author and a practitioner authoring Up to You, a book both for kids and adults, a magical story. So without further ado, I would like to bring on Olivia and Connor. Welcome back.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. And I was just so impressed with everything that you've accomplished. I feel as though you're like dynamos, and when you get older, you're probably going to be like Bill Gates, just doing magnificent things for the whole world and continuing on that path. So a little bit about the kids. They founded One More Generation when they were elementary students. They now are 11 and 13, and they have done everything from adopting cheetahs in South Africa to going to the Gulf and saving a number of sea turtles, sharks, and even a dolphin. And then they started Plastic Awareness Coalition, where they're bringing awareness to the kids and beyond on how to save the world and not use plastic and what it education. But they just came back from a two-week road trip, and they had a fantastic meeting with the undersecretary at the State Department regarding the plastic and recycling awareness curriculum. So kids, share what you've been doing about that. And Jim, feel free to, Jim is Olivia and Carter's father, who has actually quit his job to help the kids do all that they're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Deborah, and thanks for having us back on the show again.
You're welcome. So, Carter or Olivia, tell us about the trip.
All right, so it was a pretty long trip, I've got to say. the first few days, we went down to Washington, D.C., and we met up with a few organizations like Terramar and Jason Learning. And we met up with them because we were going to meet with Undersecretary Catherine Novelli. And we wanted them to come along because we thought it would be a great experience. But while we were talking to her, we asked for, like, a grant proposal that we could get so that we could get into more schools about our plastic pollution curriculum. And we think we had a great meeting. She said that we wouldn't she wouldn't be able to cover the whole grant, but she said that we could get other, she has other contacts with other organizations that we could get involved with. So we think it was a great meeting. We had a lot of great experience there, and she shared her experience with us on what she's doing to help save animals and the environment.
Mm. And so what did you, how did you even get to that level of meeting with her?
We went to the Our Oceans Conference that Secretary Kerry hosted, and he invited us in June to attend it. And we went there, and over the 2 days that we were there, we didn't hear anyone mention education. And we heard all these people saying, we're pledging $7 million, like Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio pledged $7 million, and over the 2 days, $10 million.
To make towards the plastic recycling or for wildlife trafficking?
Towards a ocean sanctuary so that there's no fishing, overfishing, or pollution there.
I see. Wow. Can you believe that? Wow.
I've got to say, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. But you know what? It takes that kind of money to save the world, as you have found out.
Yes, but I was thinking, when we're making these sanctuaries, you can't exactly stop plastic pollution from getting into the sanctuaries.
You cannot?
No, because...
And why is that?
Because there's so much of the plastic pollution. They don't exactly have a fence around where the island... They don't have a fence around it. It's just no one can fish around the border of it. So there's a certain amount of space that they can't fish in, but after that you can. So the plastic pollution will still get in it, and the fish will still die.
And oh, boy.
We have to educate people about that, and we still love what people are doing with all the money they're giving, and a bunch of different presidents with their pledged money too.
So it really gets back to the basics of educating every human being on what plastic does. And you know what? There's a lot of us that do some of it, and yet we end up feeling guilty when we do a little something that may go against, you know, plastic awareness. And I know there's a lot of people that feel overwhelmed and feel that, gee, what can they do? They're only one person. Is it really going to make a difference? What would you say to that?
Anybody can make a difference. If we can, you can too.
Very good, Olivia. And one person can turn everything all around. And when you have that belief system and believe the potentiality in each of us, then it can be done. So I think people have to look at themselves and say, why do they feel guilty? You know, why can't they go forward and do as much as they can and not feel that they have to do everything? But yet with Jim, I have to ask you, because I know this tireless effort in bringing the awareness of and all that you're doing, supporting the kids and running the nonprofit, you must be tired at times, number one, but you must marvel at the power of these two young kids.
You're absolutely correct. It's true. It is an endless job. It seems like there's not enough hours in the day, not enough days in the week. But when you see what the kids are able to accomplish and how they're getting people from their age groups on up to the adults and everybody that are paying attention and realizing that, yes, these are massive problems, but rather than sit back and say it's too overwhelming, everybody can make baby steps and start being part of the solution. And their message as they go around is exactly that. And so, you know, every day something happens, or somebody will come up to us and just say, this is amazing, and thanks for bringing it to our attention, because now we realize we can affect change. And that's our number one purpose, and I think the kids do a phenomenal job delivering that message.
Yes, absolutely. And it is. It's basic education, and a lot of us may not even be thinking of that with everything that's going on in personal lives. But I also know, with talking with many, that, as I mentioned earlier, it seems too much overwhelming, and so a lot of people give up. And that's the thing that we need to not give up if we want to have an earth to live on, should we say.
Right. So that's why we're so adamant about wanting to write a curriculum for schools so they could teach their peers about the issue of plastic pollution. And the curriculum is an amazing program because it teaches kids every day knowledge about the subject that their parents usually aren't aware of. So the kids go home empowered. Now they become the teachers, and they're teaching mom and dad how simple changes in their life, like no longer using plastic bags or saying no to plastic straws, or no longer buying plastic water bottles. All those simple little changes are going to have a big impact on their immediately community and on a global basis.
Yes, and then the next generation, which would be their children, will be taught from what they know, and that's a beautiful thing. Well, let me ask either Olivia or Carter, from there, after you were done, you met the folks from Virgin Unite. Tell us, what's that all about?
So Virgin Unite is a nonprofit that Richard Branson started and created about trying to raise awareness about different things like our atmosphere, the environment, and he also makes airplanes.
Yes. So did you actually meet Richard?
No, but we did once in December at a Captain Planet gala. There was a lot of people surrounding him, wanting his autograph, wanting his picture, and then we went up to him and we asked him, "Can we get your autograph?" And he said no. He was like, "First, I'd like to take a picture with you guys."
Mhm.
"And our autograph."
Oh.
Then he let us take a picture with him.
Very nice. This is what I'm just in awe of, is that you are stepping right up to a lot of the people that many wouldn't even try to meet. You're actually meeting them and speaking to what you're doing, and they're responding, which is a beautiful thing. Yes. So now, then, all this time since we had you on, which I think it's only been 2 or 3 months, but you've also been invited to speak at the International Conference in Hanoi, Vietnam, come next spring. So tell us about that.
What happened was we got invited by the U.S. Embassy of Vietnam. And what happened was they invited us to speak at their conference called Operation Game Change. And we're going in March to go up there and speak at the U.S. Embassy.
And now you're going to be speaking about the poaching of rhinos, correct?
And we're also raising awareness about the problem there.
Okay, good. So I have to ask you, both of you, are you keeping a journal of all the things and the places that you've been so that you can look back on all your accomplishments?
Sometimes we need to be doing it more often, which I'm working on that, but...
Yes, because... You know, 10 years from now, you're going to probably forget all the amazing things that you've done speaking up. Mm-hmm. So the journal, you can look back on that and even tell your kids when you get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So can you share a little bit about the rhino poaching? What are people actually doing?
Well, they go to South Africa and people cut off their horns with this thing called a panga, which is like a machete. And while they're alive, they just start hacking away at the horn, and they just bleed to death. The animal bleeds to death. And when people are doing this, they take the horn and either ship it somewhere or bring it themselves to Vietnam or China, where they sell the horns for, they say, medicinal value, which it has no medicinal value, but they think it does. And they grind it up, and then they put it into their soup or their drinks, and then they eat it.
I see.
Because it's the exact same thing. It's made out of keratin, their horn. It's the same thing as your fingernails and your hair.
Mm. And so, see what, I mean, people, the humanity, or a lot of people within humanity do not realize or do not connect with life all around them. They're not thinking of other breathing, animals, people, trees, all of that. And that needs to be really, people have to open their hearts and connect. And when you do, you want to serve others like you guys are doing. But until people connect with the source of who they are, the life within them and everything else living, a lot of people don't realize what they're doing when they're taking, when they're killing for other purposes.
That's true.
It just can be upsetting.
You can also learn about rhinos on our website at www.onemoregeneration.org. And
yes,
you can also donate there.
Yes, and you would love donations. And I had read that you just finished a campaign where I can't recall his name, but a well-known actor, I believe, who was matching all donations. Correct? And you've just about come to one goal that you have put out or put forth?
Well, actually, it was actually the musician Jack Johnson.
Oh, yes.
And he did match our goal.
Yes. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yet, because of all that you're doing, you're still needing donations. Every dollar counts.
Yes.
So we only have a couple more minutes before break, but I wanted you to address the Million Footprints for Africa campaign, because you were just there and getting the kids all involved from the different schools. So, Cher, tell us about that.
Well, actually, we're making a campaign called 1 Million Footprints to Save Africa, and where we go to schools and basically anywhere, just anywhere, and we teach kids about the rhino issue and all the animals in South Africa, and teach them about Africa, and we we also take their feet and they dip them in paint, and then they step on a bed sheet. And our campaign is to try to get 1 million footprints to save Africa.
Wow. And so you've had a lot of feedback. A lot of kids are getting on board, right?
Yes, a lot of kids are getting on board. Some people in South Africa created this campaign so that we could do all this.
Yes. And is it to bring food and water, the basics, to Africa? What is the, when you say save Africa, share with the listeners, what does that mean?
Well, it's awareness about South Africa. So it's awareness about animals and what's happening to them. We are planning to get maybe a few footprints from different types of animals on there just to show people that, elephants are doing it too, and rhinos. We hopefully, so we're trying to get as many footprints as possible. So I'm really excited.
That is super.
And Deborah, the campaign was started as an awareness about to raise awareness of what's happening to all the different species and animals throughout the continent of Africa. There are so many. We're losing elephants. I think 100,000 elephants have been slaughtered in the last 3 years for poaching. We're losing rhinos one every 8 hours, and at these rates, these species will be extinct from the wild within 15 years. So it's more an awareness campaign. We're trying to get footprints from over a million kids around the world. And then we're working with UNESCO, and UNESCO is planning to take all these bed sheets and canvases that we're getting from schools all across the globe and to put it as a traveling art exhibit that will literally travel around the world and be a great way to raise awareness what's happening to this species and to the heritage of the people in Africa.
Wow.
So if you have
it a step further by bringing that as an art piece around the world. Wow.
Okay, so if any schools or listeners or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or community organizations are interested in getting involved, they could send us an email at info@onemoregeneration.org, and we'll gladly get them set up with how to do the program. It's very easy, and the kids have a lot of fun, and it's very educational. We have a whole presentation program that goes with it.
Very good. Well, I hear that music, and we'll get that out again before the hour's out. And their site is onemoregeneration.org, just as it sounds, onemoregeneration.org. We'll be back in a moment. We'll still be with Olivia and Carter Reese, and we'll be bringing in P.J. Fay, author of Up to You, and we can all talk, and I'll give out the phone numbers if anyone would like to call in and ask the kids a question. Back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
And I should mention that song, We Are Children of the Sun, is recorded by artist Francine, and she is in Canada. And I love that song because it just exuded love and what we're doing here with the Kids for Love Project radio show. Before we get to PJ, Sean is in the house. If you would like to call in and ask Carter or Olivia or PJ a question, just call 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234 or toll free 866-338-9663. You can ask how to get started in a nonprofit or any other question that's on your mind, whether you're 5 years old or 95, please do call in. Well, we're with PJ now, and we still have the kids as well, and but we want to talk with PJ. She is a holistic practitioner, many certifications. She's been an energy healer since 1988. She's a certified hypnotherapist. She's also a reconnective and the reconnection practitioner like myself, an angel messenger. And as she said, she is the messenger of delight, a channel of divine love and light, author of Up to You, a magical story on consciously creating success better than you can ever imagine. And I just love the book, so we're promoting it. And welcome to the show, PJ.
Thank you so much for having me. This is just these... Tell you what, Deborah, this is a tough act to follow. These kids are amazing.
I know. Well, tell us just a little bit about what your main objective is now. I know you've had years of training with the holistic healing, but where are you now? And, tell us a bit.
Well, I'm actually getting into life coaching more, because my objective is my mission is to help millions of people create their dreams come true. And that's, why I wrote the book. It's part of everything I do. And I'm seeing that, as you mentioned, I do angel readings and other sessions, and people need follow-up and support. And so I'm going to be getting more and more into coaching them on how to be successful and happy and make their dreams come true.
So and the imagine, book, knowing all your background, that the healing work and all the certifications you have will certainly be utilized as you do coaching, because you're teaching and working with the whole person, mind, body, spirit.
Right, and two of my certifications that you didn't mention were the Dynamine technique, which is a Hawaiian tapping technique, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To remove blocks and challenges and such. And my other certification is the One Command.
Yes.
And those are both law of attraction tools. So
yes.
I'll be bringing everything together and, as I said, coaching people and giving them ongoing support.
Mm. Do you find people are coming to you with a lot of questions about creating law of attraction and getting all the goodness they're looking for? Or is it more of releasing, as we know in the holistic world, where a lot of what we think is what we create? So if you're living in the past, then you're going to be stuck in that stuff,
right,
as they say.
Right. I see all of it. And one of the things that's been happening more and more is people calling me for the coaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm at. What do I do now? And I've always had the gift of an insight and the higher perspective at the same time. You know,
yeah.
So it's I can zone right in on what's going on and clear it away, and so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you should be. And as we know, again, as a human being, we're a work in progress, and it's ongoing. Our journey never ends with healing ourselves and being a better person. And I found that when you come to that place of living from a place of love, you're serving others. And in essence, that's exactly what Carter and Olivia are doing at such a young age. They already gut connected.
They already are. They could have written my book.
Yes.
And they're living my book, and they're just phenomenal, and their dad as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I remember when listening to the show before I came on just now, it brought back memories when I was in second grade. I grew up in New Jersey, and we did a whole environmental campaign, and we went to the Hudson River, and we took samples and such, and we found out that if something didn't change, the river would be dead, I think, they said by the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like back in, you know, what would that be, the 70s, early 70s, late 60s.
Yeah.
And things did happen, and as far as I know, the Hudson River is in much better shape anyway. I don't know what kind of shape it is, but that it was very it
you remembered
me
it
greatly. I do. I did when listening to the kids, and it made a difference, and you know, I just love everything they're doing. I mean, tears were coming to my eyes, you know. I mean, I just love the animals. My book, The Up to You, has, you know, the seven animals in it that are teaching the success principles. And
tell us a little more about the book.
Pardon me?
Tell us a little more about the book. You're mentioning that it has the seven animals.
Yeah, the book was literally handed to me by my angels when I was when I was on a trip to Kauai, and it took me quite a while to finally get it out there. But it's the basic premise is the sun is a symbol of the unconditionally loving universe, and it's always shaking its head up and down, saying yes, yes, yes to whatever we're saying, thinking, feeling, doing. So basically, and then there's the seven animals that go into a little bit more. There's seven principles of success and creating, consciously creating what we want. And it's very empowering. So I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. But the sun is
right,
always...
There's a dolphin, and each one has a message, and yet the messages are all connected.
Yeah,
It's really unconditional for love for self and knowing the power that each of us has. I love the book, PJ.
Thank you. So these kids, Olivia and Carter, they've got it down pat. They've decided, they've made a decision, this is what we're going to do, and they're taking the actions needed, and they're believing that they can do it, and the universe is totally supporting them.
Absolutely, and that's perfectly said.
They're such a beautiful example. Yeah.
And that's what I hope with the show and the Kids for Love project that's going into the Pawtucket school system come October. I'm actually going for training next week. And it's teaching the kids and inspiring them to think beyond whatever conditions they're living in. And it doesn't matter whether someone is in a small apartment or whether they're affluent, they can make a difference. And just like Olivia and Carter.
Absolutely. I would love to see my book in schools as in a curriculum. I have no idea how to do that. But, you know, these kids today are amazing, and I would love to do that.
Well, hopefully I might be able to facilitate that. Maybe on who knows where that may go. We need to take our next break. When we come back, we'll be again both with PJ Faye as well as Jim Carter and Olivia Reese of Oh My Goodness, which would be one more. Oh my God, which is onemoregeneration.org, a nonprofit that they have created. We're going to talk about the bats. We'll also talk more about the sun. And I want to get PJ's out there too. It's PJ, just as it sounds, Faye, F-A-Y, pjfaye.com. She also has another site, You Loving You, and the U is just the letter U, youlovingyou.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Bovee at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Every first Saturday at 2 p.m. on 1510 a.m. WUFC Boston. And it's heard every week on Dream Visions, the number 7 radio.com at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time. We're back with PJ and the kids. And PJ, let's share a little more about the book, the title, and different animals, the messages that they bring.
Okay, yeah, the title Up to You was given to me back when I was on Kauai, and then when I was putting it together, getting it ready to publish, the angels told me, and this was like 5 years ago, told me that the phrase Up to You would become a catchphrase across America and maybe the world. And I didn't really understand it at the time and was very surprised, and I'm starting to hear all kinds of people use it all the time. And the other night I was listening to Jack Canfield webinar, and at the end he said, the choice is up to you. Mm-hmm. And he said it twice. And I asked the angels about this, and the answer was because it's so important. The universe does love us unconditionally and is trying to support us and helping us to make our dreams come true. The universe wants us all to be happy and all to be living in harmony with each other and with the animals and this beautiful planet that we're on. And so it's pretty wild to hear the phrase, up to you. It really is up to us, you know. Mm-hmm. And as I said, there's 7 animals in the book. There's Pearl, the dolphin. Pearl is a white dolphin. Grace is a red bird. Max is the magical orange cat. There's Raz, the yellow bull. Jack is the green horse. There's Mike or Mikey, the blue, big, huge, wonderful blue bear. And there's Buddy, the purple dog. There's also a little girl with a named PJ, and her little dog Charlie. And they all go through an adventure together, teaching how to create what we want.
And collectively, they make a rainbow.
They do. That's a surprise ending. And I want to say that the book is for kids and adults as well. The book was designed, divinely designed, to go straight to the magical heart within us all, and so it's for everyone.
Yes, and you can get the book on your site, on Amazon. We have it listed on Dream Vision 7. So I think everyone should have it in their home because of the message. And it's so neat even to read to the little ones when they're going to sleep.
Yeah, it's a quick read. It's not, you know, a long, lengthy book. Yes, kids love it, and it's available both in print and as an ebook as well, in any format, whether it be Kindle or Nook or any of them, your iPad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And so to get in touch with PJ, I want to put out your URLs again. It's PJ, just as it sounds, PJ,
FAY.com,
PJFAY.com. And then her other site is YouLovingYou.com, and the U is U, the letter U, loving with another letter U.com. And we're time is flying, so I want to get back to Olivia and Cotter and Jim to share about another aspect of what you're all doing, and that is bringing awareness to bats. So please do share about that.
So we just got back this today from a bat blitz, a 3-day bat blitz, where we would go out at night and set up nets with scientists, and we'd try to get bats to fly into the net so that we could see if they had gotten white nose syndrome, which is a disease, which is a fungus actually that kills bats. There have been over 6 million bats die in the United States over the past 3 years.
Wow.
And it's just a horrible thing, and we managed to catch one bat last night, and it used to be a widespread bat, but now it's rare because it's critically endangered because of the white nose syndrome. And this one did not have white nose syndrome, but we did catch a few the other day that also didn't have white nose syndrome, but we saw there were less and less of those type of species.
So do they tag them at all so that they can keep track?
Yes, they did. They on certain ones, they tracked them. They tagged them. They did DNA samples.
Mm-hmm.
They would weigh them. But the thing you've got to remember is that they are a big part in our ecosystem. They are pollinators, and some of the bats are pollinators, and we eat some of the fruit that they pollinate. And it's really just interesting on how the whole science behind bats goes, and we got to see a few yesterday, but it was really nice to do this. It was a change.
Well, you know what? I wasn't aware that they pollinated fruit.
They do. There are some fruit bats that pollinate certain types of fruits, and then we eat them because they pollinate them, and it's really healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it neat how the ecosystem works with life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, bat guano is also a great fertilizer.
Okay. Wow. Well, I live in the country, so there are bats. I see them, you know, at night. And it's, you know, when you're growing up, a lot of times you're taught that they're dirty and you shouldn't be around them and, you know, they can be dangerous. But there's a purpose to every single animal on Earth.
Yes, and everybody should, put a bat house out because it's a great place for the bats to live. It should be, roughly 15 feet high, I think, above the ground, and so that the bats feel secure. And it should be, a place in your sun because they love having their offspring in the sun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow. So I can't, you know, I can't believe all the information that you guys
have. I know. I love the kids are teaching us, you know.
Yes, I love it too, PJ, because I didn't know. So you could build a little home for them.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, you find different bat designs and bat house designs, and you can build your own.
Yeah, wow. Well, before we go, I would like, Jim, we talked about, you know, onemoregeneration.org and how to get in touch with you to be part, for the kids in schools to be part of the Footprints for Africa. And I also want to just ask you, share with the listeners, what do you need?
Yes, Deborah, thank you very much. Again, as a nonprofit, we're doing everything we can to raise awareness. Our number one goal as an organization is youth empowerment. We want the youth of the world to see that they, too, can make a difference and that it's not as overwhelming, as dramatic as they might seem at their age when they tackle issues like plastic pollution or the Gulf oil spill or all the other issues that we get involved with rhino poaching. If they just get involved and be the voice for the animals that cannot speak for themselves, they'll be amazed on how much they can get accomplished. And education is the number one way we're going to affect change in any situation. So Claude and Olivia's main goal is to go out and to educate as many people, kids and adults, on various issues so they can get involved and help us be the solution to the problem. We're, as I mentioned earlier, we're doing the 1 million Footprints for Africa. It's a phenomenal campaign. It is happening on 6 continents right now where we have schools all across the globe, students putting their footprints on canvases or on bedsheets. And our goal is to get 1 million footprints, and then we're working with UNESCO, and UNESCO is going to take all these canvases and bedsheets and make a traveling art exhibit that goes around the world to educate people about what's happening to all the animals in Africa. So if anybody's interested in getting involved with that, any schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, any community organization would like to be part of this, they can send us an email at info, that's just I-N-F-O, at onemoregeneration, all spelled out, .org. And we'll be glad to get them all the information. It's very easy to do, and it's a fun project for the school and for the community to get involved in.
Yes, thank you. And is there a deadline on that?
No, it's an open campaign. Claude and Olivia mentioned that they're going to be going as guest speakers for the International Conference on Rhinos in Hanoi, Vietnam, in March. So our goal is to try to get as many footprints between now and then take the campaign to Vietnam and even beyond.
Right. Well, that's exciting. I am in awe of all that you're doing as a family, the three of you, and your mom, too, because certainly she's working diligently to support everything as well. But I'm just amazed at every avenue, every aspect of what you're doing. It's not just one thing. It's everything, and collectively to save the planet. So I thank you. The rest of us are in gratitude.
Well, thank you. But sincerely, it is the kids. It's Carter and Olivia's passion, and they're like any other kids we see in the audiences when we have speaking engagements. Kids are out there, and they want to be involved. They want to realize that their voice has a meaning and that they can affect change. And that's what we hope to demonstrate with the work that Carter and Olivia are doing.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And now, PJ, there's just a minute left. I'd like to leave it to you. What would you like to leave the kids with?
Oh, God, I'm just so grateful, and I too, I'm in awe, and I'm just amazed at you two beautiful kids. And you know, not only do you have huge angels around you, that you two are angels on earth, and just I don't know how to say thank you for all that you're doing. It's just remarkable. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And keep it up. Keep the energy going for all of us. Everyone out there, we need to go. But I want to thank PJ Fay. Up to You is the book. Get it. And it's pjfay.com, as well as the kids. Olivia, who just turned 12 on my birthday, and her birthday are the same, August 30th. Unfortunately, I'm not 12. I'd love to be 12 again. Everyone out there, thank you so much. Until the next time.
Thank you.
A
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.